it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
So it's National Video Games Day, and it's also National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
Yeah, that's right.
So we pitted the one and only Buckner and Garcia and Pac-Man Fever up against Kalis and Milkshake. Representing the milkshake, Mike, how was the voting?
It was damn close, Miles. It was a difference of 49.5% to 50.5%.
Damn, okay.
A single percentage point. And while I know that you guys wanted to feel the Pac-Man fever,
are you kidding me?
We're sipping on some milkshakes on a Bad Choice Friday.
Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to Men's Room. 99.9 KISW Seattle.
Oh. It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow TV news all the time, but it's time for TV Time with Ben.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
I can't blame the sticky button.
That's the guy who bitches about the wheel.
Why is the button sticky, Steve?
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're right. I can't get the wheel right. Thanks, Miles.
I don't know why I can't get it. We've been doing that for years.
All right, your choices
no
today.
Choices.
You got the Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert.
The Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The time these guys have talented teams to write and help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
The man in D.C. who threw a Subway sandwich at federal officers had his day in court finally and had to enter a plea. He pleaded hungry.
Fallon. Smith.
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 I know what everybody's thinking.
Why do you think that's so funny?
What kind of sub was it?
What kind of sub was it?
I don't know. And it was late at night. It was after the bars. That's giving up a lot.
Yeah. I'm just going the Italian sub.
Yeah.
Italian or meatball? Now, if it's meatball, I feel like they'd bring it up.
Yeah.
Well, like chicken teriyaki or something. Like one of their specialties.
A study found toxic forever chemicals in beer. Apparently, a study found that 95% of the 23 beers tested contain polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS. PFAS is also what you do after testing 23 beers.
That's got to be found.
Fallon.
Colbert!
A new study has found toxic forever chemicals in beer. Apparently, the study found that 95% of the 23 beers tested contain polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS. PFAS, also what you do after testing 23 beers.
Forever chemicals, so unlike her, beer does love you forever.
Yes, indeed.
Three college basketball players have been kicked out of the NCAA for betting against themselves and underperforming. That's why it's better to be a Giants fan. The players underperform for the love of the game.
Fallon?
Myers.
Seth.
The NCAA announced that it has banned three college basketball players and permanently revoked their eligibility for allegedly betting on their games and planning to underperform in statistical categories. That's why it's better to be a Giants fan. The players underperform for the love of the game.
Uber says by next year, people will be able to book helicopters on the app. I guess it's a good idea, but it's a little worrying to hear, I'm drunk, somebody call me a helicopter.
Fallon.
Colbert.
Fallon.
Uber said that as soon as next year, users will be able to book helicopters on the app. I guess it's a good idea, although it's a little worrying to hear, I'm drunk, somebody call me a helicopter.
How much is that going to cost? Let's just say I'm want to take a helicopter expensive. Ride.
Well, you know, if you got the money and your credit card, they're not going to ask questions. Yeah. Right?
Here's the deal. It's like some places it's more common. Like in New York City, the higher, you got more money. People take helicopters a lot of places.
Yeah,
I do get the feeling, though, say you're in Oklahoma City and you get the Uber helicopter, it will cost the same as Uber does in Seattle for the car.
And I wonder if, like, the top of our building would be a potential landing pad.
I guess you know what I'm saying? We could do, what you call it?
Well, you can't mess with the hospitals.
Obviously. Yeah, but I mean, if there's no one there.
I know, but that's the problem. Someone's going to be
like, I'm just getting in, getting out.
Like,
yeah.
Like, where do you go? Do you, like, go to, like, a local community baseball field? Like, so I call a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Fremont. Where do I go?
I mean, in theory,
I guess I could, like,
wouldn't...
to BF Day in their playground and say, like, hey, kids, get out of the way.
I don't
helicopter's
think...
coming.
Yeah, it wouldn't do you much good because it probably would only, like, if you were coming to work, it'd probably only drop you at Boeing Field. At that point,
get
you might
Uber.
As well just drove in from your house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Uber. I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah. It would be fun as hell, though, man.
Oh, that'd be cool. I'll be there in a minute, bro.
Yeah. And do you have to duck going into a helicopter? I would.
I
you
am.
You don't have
I'm doing.
To, but you should.
I'm going. To right. Definitely do that.
Yeah.
You don't
I'm
have
running
to wear
in
your
like,
seatbelt.
I'm running
either.
In like the beginning of MASH.
Well, I'm just saying, you guys are 6 foot. Like, I.
Duck.
I
would duck.
The worst thing that can happen is the worst thing that could happen.
Peter Dinklage would probably duck. It's just, it is the instinct, man.
I'm covering my junk and I'm ducking.
Now, wouldn't that be something? Peter Dinklage got his
I'm running with my hands over my penis
helicopter.
And I'm ducking down.
Peter Dinklage, that's like. Sometimes you go to a bar and just out of habit, you give them their ID and they just go, I don't need your ID, man.
No.
All right, thanks. All right. Didn't happen recently.
I did it last night.
Yeah, all right. Interesting list here. Are these main characters the real villains of these movies?
All right. Okay.
All right. All right. So we'll start with Meet the Parents. Pam. She sets up Greg, Ben Stiller's character, for failure by putting him in awkward situations, like telling everyone how he hates cats and letting him sleep in to appear lazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're the villain.
And being way too handsy with her old boyfriend, Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
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 I mean, it's odd enough that he's there and he's built the pergola or whatever.
Exactly.
But, right, you don't need to be grabbing each other.
There are certain places where your ex just doesn't belong. Like you're still friends.
Like your wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I could fathom maybe an ex being at your wedding.
I mean, if the time's passing, yeah. You don't care.
If you're
sure.
friends, you're friends.
But I'm still probably not going to slow dance with her at the wedding.
No, that
no,
is correct.
Right? See, that's what
you're
I'm
gonna
saying.
You're going to find somebody to pick up and make her go, oh, look, see, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Mike, this one's going to hurt you. Okay. Mean Girls. Basically, Lindsay Lohan, that's the whole movie, right? But then she becomes a self-absorbed mean girl by trying to get revenge on Regina.
Yeah, it was the whole point of it. Like halfway through, like, you know, her they were trying to sabotage the Mean Girls, and then all of a sudden her friends turned on Lindsay Lohan because it's like you became the very demon that you set out to destroy.
That is exactly it.
That's like there's an 80s movie where like the hot chick like gets the nerd next door and like makes him cool.
All right.
And then he gets you guys gotta know this movie. But then he gets like so cool he kind of starts blowing off the hot chick. And then she's like, he was all a lie, he was never cool.
The new guy
that. That'll get him.
Is that what it is, the new guy?
It could happen to anybody.
It could.
I mean, look, I don't think Aaron Rodgers really liked Brett Favre, right? And he would talk about that. And lo and behold, he became Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Is Ferris Bueller the villain? He's manipulative, deceitful, and irresponsible.
Yes.
He does take advantage of his buddy.
And his dad. And the principal. Who, the principal is the worst character on that.
You know,
as far as a person goes.
I wouldn't call him a villain. He's not the best influence, but not a villain.
You know, somebody last weekend gave me a gummy bear, and I said, it's nice and warm as it's been in your pocket. And they were like, well, yeah, dude, it's hot. And I was like, no, I'm just quoting Ferris Bueller. When the principal has to get all the fuss,
right.
And that little nerdy girl's like, it's warm, it's been in my pocket.
No.
Grace! All right, what about Mrs. Doubtfire, Robin Williams' character?
Yeah, I've heard this one, yeah.
Violates a court order,
yeah.
Tricks his ex-wife into letting him back in the house, and manipulates her new boyfriend.
Yes. Yeah.
But the theory
and
is that
he almost
spending...
kills the guy.
He's trying to get back together with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's always a good look. Yeah, he's definitely the villain. Still a funny movie, but you're the villain.
Right. It's got this, you know, nougaty center of he just wants to be near his kids. Like, he's manipulated and deceived his wife to get close to his kids. Right. Anybody else... Robin Williams, haha, this is funny. Anybody else dresses up and completely changes their outward appearance to deceive their ex to then get close to their kids, you're getting locked up tonight.
Yes. Without a doubt.
Correct. And it's some of these things, when you look back on them, again, not great. Right? No. It's like a few months ago and I brought up Soul Man. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not making that today.
No.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, the whole joke in Ace Ventura is that it's actually a dude.
Yeah.
Right? Like, probably not making that move.
Right.
That's why Roger Predactor's dead. He found Mr. Winking.
Your gun's digging into my hip.
I don't know that any of us have seen this movie again.
Dan Marino. So,
list of main characters that are real villains. You got Mail. Tom Hanks' character. He's a ruthless superstar. Yeah, he owns a lot of them. That ultimately destroys a local business owner's family bookshop. I never saw that one. It seemed like You Got Mail was just like, simplest in Seattle.
Again,
just change a couple things.
Right. Now we have email.
Yeah, it's like crossing out.
No, we don't get email.
Now you got a text.
We got one on the YouTube comments that I'm wondering if it's going to show up.
All right. Willy Wonka, the chocolate
That's
factory.
That's exactly the one that just showed up.
Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa Joe.
Stays in bed for 20 years.
Ooh, I can't work. I can't move.
Yeah, then has the strength to jump up and dance.
And dance. Yeah, odd. That's the thing.
Then at the factory, convinces Charlie to break the Wonka rules, which endangers his life.
Yes.
But also, Charlie made out in the end.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka is the villain in this one. Like, I will kill kids if you don't listen to me. Now, Charlie, yeah, you violated the rule, but you owned up to it. That's what he did.
I've never seen it. All right. He never says that, right?
Oh, no, he doesn't say it. Those kids are dead.
It's all right. Yeah, they're dead.
But Willie, not Willie. What's the kid's name?
Charlie.
Charlie, right.
Charlie didn't need Grandpa Joe.
He didn't. Look, he elected to take Grandpa Joe.
He did.
He could have just not taken him. He decided to do it because he's a nice, stupid kid.
But in the overall
in the
arc,
end, yeah.
Because the grandparents, all four of them, both sets of grandparents, are laying in a bed. They're laid up because they've got whatever disease, or maybe they're just infirm. So they just.
Where were his parents? How do they outlive his parents?
No, his parents are there. They are so down on their luck. They're so poor that the grandparents have moved back in with Charlie's mom and dad.
Okay,
but they,
so it's his parents.
They can't work because they can't move. They're laid up in the bed all the time. They just can't move. And same thing. All of a sudden, Charlie's got this golden ticket to go to a chocolate factory. And, hey, you might win all this stuff. He's like, oh damn.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he just finds the legs that he didn't have all these years. And then, coaxes him into breaking the rules. It's like, dude, you suck.
You can almost say the same thing about Trading Places.
Yeah. Well, the number one on the list, I'm not sure about this one. Dumb and Dumber. They say Lloyd Christmas, Jim Carrey. Now, this is true. He did con a blind kid into buying a Denver.
Yeah.
They say his thoughtlessness usually ends with others getting hurt. But he's supposed to be dumb.
But he's stupid, right? That's the difference.
He doesn't mean it.
Right. He's just an idiot.
Correct. That's why I cut him, Lloyd Christmas, a little bit of slack.
Lloyd Christmas.
I know.
But he did sell a kid a bird without a head on it.
Okay, that he knew. That
yeah,
he knew.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about this weekend. Again, you got good sports on.
Well, not them stupid ones that are usually on.
Well, look, it's not Christmas, but it's the most wonderful time of the year, right? You got these Mariners trying to get you back interested again. They're leading the wild card. They're playing extra inning games. Tomorrow, you got college football. Got a couple top 25 matchups. Maryland Towson on Peacock. Watch that one.
Can't wait.
Washington State, they're taking on North Texas. North Texas, the green machine.
Man.
Then Saturday night, our Texas A&M Notre Dame will be a good one. But then also Saturday night on Netflix, most of you have Netflix. You have Canelo Alvarez taking on Bud Crawford. Crawford is from Omaha. I love Canelo. I'm cheering for Crawford on this one. But Crawford is going up two weight classes. That'll be tough, but should be an awesome fight.
Yeah, I hope so.
And then Sunday morning, you got to get up a little bit earlier than usual. The Seahawks are at the Steelers.
Come on, Hawks.
Okay.
Let's go, Hawks. Yeah, no kidding. Look, for a change, everybody in here is
Everyone's rooting for the Hawks.
Absolutely.
No kidding. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. You've heard of the Porch Pirates. They are now being taken over by Trash Pandas.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, a doctor walks out of surgery
so he could go and expand his.
In New Jersey, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. In Montana, some veterinary staff spent the day having a ball. And a school in England adopts another stray kitty. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story in the UK, where surgery can wait. In the middle of a procedure, one of the doctors stepped out for a few minutes to take a needed comfort break. And boy, did he get comfortable. About 8 minutes later, he returned to the OR, but not before his actions were discovered by a nurse as she found the doctor in a neighboring operating room
with another nurse, and the two were enjoying some fun while connected at the hips.
Yeah.
The nurse that discovered the two brought the incident to the attention of hospital officials, who brought the doctor into a disciplinary hearing. He pleaded his case, admitting that what he did was wrong and promising to never do it again.
But we know it's wrong.
The hearing is set to continue.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, what I did was wrong. I feel so bad that I got caught.
Exactly.
You know it's bad if no one knows about it and say, hey, boss, I got to talk to you for a second.
Right. And they always act like this was the one-off. Like, oh, man, this was the first time we ever did this, and you guys just happened to catch us.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Always.
Sorry, I promised never to do it again. You promised not to do it when you signed on for the job.
That's kind of the point,
actually. Right?
Yeah, that's part of the whole job interview process.
Right. There's certain things that I promise not to do at this job that if I do it, I can't go to the boss and say, I promise never to do it again. Like, it's kind of understood that you weren't supposed to do it in the first place.
Yeah.
We go to New Jersey, where we can't have nice things. A local golf course is working to identify the group of people that snuck under their golf course to steal a Humpty Dumpty statue that accented one of their holes. Surveillance cameras caught the two in the act after they jumped over a fence, but they were unable to positively identify anybody. The statue was found a few properties down the way. They're asking anybody with information to come forward.
Is anyone going to come forward?
No.
I know Eddie did it. I don't care.
Right.
Come on.
Now, you put a good enough cash reward on there, somebody will do it.
Eddie did it.
That's right.
Again, though, it's a beach town. It's a coast town.
Right.
So, like, I saw the video. It's like it's two drunk guys walking home and grabbed a Humpty Dumpty.
Right. They did it for the yucks.
He's not that broken either.
No.
Not like he was in the story.
And you know that they're gonna just glue him back together and put him back on there. So,
yeah,
if you find him, slap a fine on him and move on.
Yeah. Make him repair a Humpty Dumpty.
Right, that's their community service. You got to come over here and you got to fix it.
You got to fix it.
Actually, you know what they should do? Because miniature golf is dominated by children. Like, you just have to work a full day at this miniature golf course.
And deal with them.
Yeah. Answer every question.
I like that, dude. I like that. Porch pirate season is upon us, and it seems to be getting underway early over in New York. A local had had left a Chewy box on her porch, the contents of which were due to be picked up by FedEx and returned, but they got picked up by the wrong person, you see. Surveillance footage captured the moment that the box was removed from the porch by a masked individual, a hungry raccoon that caught a whiff of the pet food inside the box. Mm. The homeowner reached out to Chewy to explain the situation, which they were receptive to, and still issued her refund. The raccoon has been spotted a few more times returning to the scene of the crime in search of more goodies.
Yeah, I bet he has.
What do you know? That's why they tell you not to feed the bears, because they're like, oh, those things have snacks in them.
A box full of awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah, the raccoon's like, dude, you're not going to believe what I found.
Right.
Like, this box, and you open it, it's like nothing but Christmas.
It's like a treasure chest, man. And none of it's garbage.
Probably screamed
your. What if you got delivered some food, and it was the wrong house?
If I like the food, I'm eating it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, it's just that easy. Like, ooh, I did not order this, but I like where their head's at.
Yeah. A dangerous situation in Billings has gotten under control after a little facility sharing went wrong. We toasted these folks on the shot of the day. A local animal shelter was going about their daily business when came time for a routine visit from law enforcement officials. The shelter rents the building, which is owned by the city, and comes complete with an incinerator, which, as much as we don't like to talk about it, is routinely used by animal shelters. It's also borrowed by law enforcement, who come in on a regular basis to use the incinerator to destroy illegal narcotics that have been seized. The reason the shelter is in the news is because something seems to have gone wrong when the officials were destroying a surplus of methamphetamine that they found, leading to a noxious black smoke that filled the shelter, causing an evacuation of staff and animals. Staff were taken to the hospital out of caution and placed in hyperbaric oxygen chambers to ensure that any and all drugs get out of their system. If you guys see these photos, they didn't have enough chambers for everybody, and so they just started coupling up in there.
Yeah, they have four chambers total, but it's 14 employees, so they go in two at a time to the same hyperbaric chamber.
What about the one poor bastard who ends up liking it?
And I don't need a chamber, man.
Yeah, right. And now they spin out of control.
Right.
They're a meth head.
Anytime you guys are going to burn more meth, just let me know.
Let me know, man. I'll work that day.
I'll make sure to work that day and let you guys in.
Yeah, Mike, what was that we were burning again? I just wondered.
Where'd you find that?
I've been thinking about this for 72 hours straight. I've been losing sleep over it.
But just in case those stories was the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To the UK, where a sad story has a happy ending. A classroom favorite of 9 years, a domestic short-haired cat by the name of Scylla, sadly passed away at the age of 12 after vet techs found a growth that could not be removed. The student body was devastated at the loss, as Scylla had gained quite the following, amassing thousands of followers over on X by the time that she had departed. Luckily, the school contacted a local charity by the name of Cats Protection and were told of another stray that was found at a different school that was being treated at the shelter. A Maine Coon by the name of Aloysius, named after a character from Lord
Aloysius, I believe.
Is it Aloysius? Is that how you spell Aloysius?
I believe so, yeah.
Aloysius. That's much better.
Is it?
Named after a character from The Lorax. School officials took in the cat, and he acclimated quickly and easily and has been welcomed into the position, has become a calming influence in the school. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I wish we had an office cat that would just roam around here from time to time and just hang out.
That cat could press more buttons on your board.
We had a goldfish.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Little baby Jesus. God. Men's Rip Sports, the Mariners held on with both hands last night to make their second consecutive walk-off win in extra innings here at home. I have no idea how that went. All the way into the 12th.
Free Mike.
I'm exhausted.
He was stuck there.
I still don't have a voice, dude. I'm exhausted. They'll host the Angels for the rest of the weekend over on Route. Tonight, however, they're over on Apple TV+. So if you plan to watch the game tonight, tough. As far as what you're going to watch, you got college ball tonight over on Big Ten and Fox. You got a full slate starting tomorrow morning on all the ESPN and network channels. The Cougs are playing North Texas on ESPNU at 12:30. No Huskies this weekend. As far as on Sunday, you've got NFL football on CBS and Fox all day. The Seahawks will be on Fox at 10 a.m. in Pittsburgh. Don't miss it. Come on, boys. We got this. As far as your weather, we got clouds moving in and out all weekend long with temperatures ranging between the high 50s and mid 70s with a little morning rain on Sunday. Perfect. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy the weekend. Pick yourself up some Men's Room 20th anniversary on lager there or an IPA, and we'll see you on Monday.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until Monday, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.